Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to talk about hydroelectric power. Although renewable sources of energy such as solar and wind are fast catching up with the evaporating hydroelectric power, it still holds the largest share of the global electricity. In fact, in the 20th century, hydroelectric power was so large that it was called white coal for its power and plenty. Hydroelectric power was the first and simplest electricity generation technology. The initial production utilized timber, granite block, and a low dam of rock construction to gather water from surface runoff and rainfall into a reservoir. The water was then channeled to a pipe and then to a water wheel or a turbine. The channeled water fell on a turbine blade, spinning it and the connected shaft. The shaft was connected to a standby generator, which produced electricity when rotated. The technology has since grown by leaps and bounds, and the water is mostly collected from falling and flowing rivers. Technologies used today include impoundment, diversion, and pumped storage hydropower. Harnessing energy from flowing water and converting it to electricity is what we call hydroelectric power. The water used to produce electricity flows from a higher elevation to a lower elevation. The hydropower plant is usually nearby that utilizes turbines and generators to convert this very motion into electricity. Hydroelectric power is classified as a renewable energy source. Why? Because of the water. You see, water vaporizes into clouds and recycles back to the surface of the earth as precipitation. The water cycle is continually revitalized and can be utilized to generate electricity over and over. Hydroelectric power simply means generation of power from falling or streaming water. To produce power, dams are constructed on rivers. The constant running flow of water is then used to move the turbines. The rotating turbines then use the kinetic energy of moving water, which in turn causes the magnets inside the generator to rotate and generate electricity. The water then exits the turbine and is returned to the stream below the dam. Moving water is therefore a powerful source of energy that can lighten cities, towns, and even countries. Although producing of energy through hydropower does not emit any greenhouse gases, but building of huge dams on the rivers and blocking them can have serious environmental and social effects in the form of altering the normal flow of a river, blocking migratory fish passage, sudden occurrence of floods, increase in the number of earthquakes, and displacing of local communities. Hydroelectric power has been in the headlines lately because a lot of companies are starting to see the potential that comes with the use of water to make power. That being said, there are some pros and cons that you might want to consider when you're looking at hydroelectric power and how it can impact the world. Today we're going to explore both the pros and the cons so you can have a better idea of what is being discussed in regards to hydroelectric power. Pros of hydroelectric power include a renewable energy source. It's renewable. It's considered renewable because it uses the Earth's water to produce electricity. The sun shines and the water evaporates from the Earth's surface, forms clouds, and then falls back on the Earth in the form of rain or snow. Rivers and lakes that are typically leveraged to generate hydroelectric power will never disappear. This implies that we can't use it up and that we don't have to worry about it becoming more expensive because of scarcity. On the other hand, there are just a few suitable repositories where hydroelectric power plants could be built in fewer places where such undertakings are beneficial. It's a clean energy source. As you may expect, hydroelectric power is one of the green and clean alternative energy sources that are out there. Creating power with hydroelectric energy is not contaminating itself. The energy produced by the hydroelectric plants do not produce any toxic or greenhouse gases that pollute the atmosphere. The main contamination happens when the power plants are being built. The hydroelectric plants emit fewer greenhouse gases than fossil-based power sources, which helps mitigate climate change, acid rains, and smog. Hydroelectric power also improves the air quality we breathe because they don't emit air pollutants. On top of that, the plants don't produce toxic byproducts. Hydroelectric power is cost-competitive source of energy that even though the upfront building costs can be high, river water is an infinite resource which is not affected whatsoever by market volatility. Fossil fuel-based energy sources like coal and oil and natural gas are deeply affected by market volatility, which drives up or considerably lowers their price. Hydroelectric power plants have an average lifetime of 50 to 100 years, meaning they're strategic investments that can support many future generations. They can also be easily upgraded to fall in line with the modern day's technological requirements and have considerably lower operating and maintenance costs. Hydroelectric power plants supply electricity to remote communities, attract construction of highways, industry, and commerce. All of these activities serve to uplift the economy of these remote areas, increase access to education and healthcare, and enhance the overall life quality of the residents. The hydroelectrical technology has been quantified for over a century. People have already come to grips with its effects through steps for prevention and compensation damages. It's also always available when development is needed. The lake that forms behind the dam can be used for recreational opportunities also, offering activities such as fishing, boating, and swimming. The lake's water can also be used for irrigation purposes. Apart from this, large dams become hot spots for tourist attractions. Hydroelectric power plants have the capacity to store vast quantities of water for irrigation when rainfalls disappear and for consumption when there's a shortage. The ability to store water is advantageous since it shields water tables from exhaustion and minimizes our susceptibility to droughts and floods. It's also a fundamental vehicle for sustainable development. Energy technologies instituted and run in environmentally sensible, economically viable, and socially responsible models symbolize the greatest concepts of sustainable development. This means development models in the present day that addresses individuals' needs without affecting the capability of coming generations for tackling their own needs. Hydroelectric power is among those energy technologies. Those are the pros. Now here's the cons. Environmental damage is the first one. Interruption of natural water flow can have a great impact on river ecosystem and the environment. Some fish species and other creatures normally migrate when there's a food shortage or when breeding season begins. Building of dams could cut off their paths, leading to lack of reproduction or fish deaths. The natural results of hydropower are identified with intercessions in nature because of damming water, altered water flow, and the development of streets and power lines. Hydroelectric power plants may influence fish in the way that they move and migrate, but it's also a complicated process to research, and it's hard to make a determination based on that one factor. More client investments identified with the abuse of fish species, which means that this is a field that a number of people have strong feelings about. High upfront capital costs are also a con. Power plants can be incredibly expensive to build no matter what type you may be building. Hydroelectric power plants are not a special case to this. Hydroelectric power plants are very costly to construct due to logistical challenges like topography, laying foundations underwater, and the materials used to build it. The only upside is that after completion it will require less maintenance. Still, the hydroelectric plant will have to operate for a long time to recoup the money invested into the construction. It might cause conflicts. Countries that harbor rich sources of hydroelectric power typically build dams across the river to harness the water. While this act is laudable, it can result in interruption of natural flow from one specific direction to another. When a particular location doesn't require a lot of water, it's channeled to another location to cater for those wanting to build dams in those locations. However, if scarcity of water hits that particular area, it can trigger off conflict, and this means water channeled to the dams might have to be halted. It could lead to droughts. One of the main downsides to setting up hydroelectric power plants is the risk of local droughts. The overall energy and power costs are discovered depending upon water accessibility. Accessibility of water can be significantly impacted by dry spells, leading to individuals not accessing the electricity they need. It also risks of floods and lower elevations. Communities living downstream are vulnerable to flooding and should strong water currents be released from the dam. In the long run, the livelihood of people living in those areas might be destroyed. Also, carbon dioxide and methane emission. The hydroelectric power reservoir emits vast quantities of carbon dioxide and methane. These areas near the dam are full of water, and the plants underneath the water begin to rot and decompose. This kind of decomposition without oxygen involvement gives off vast amounts of carbon dioxide and methane, which leads to an increase in pollution levels. Construction of dams in specific areas with the ability to generate vast amounts of power can present a bunch of challenges. Even though hydroelectric power plants come with many benefits to the end user, variables exist that can hold back their development. With that reason in mind, it's prudent to weigh the pros and the cons of this form of energy when looking to construct one. A good course of action is to thoroughly analyze local statistics prior to building an innovative structure in the area. The many key considerations that a dam should not affect people and the environment around. It should also be in line with the local safety requirements. This program, Environmental Voices, will present subjects that impact the environment and touch upon subjects concerning those issues. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Join me for a look at the environmental issues impacting our planet each and every week, right here on The Eagle.